With Montana News, I'm Charles Bolte. Some university faculty in Montana want the option of requiring students to wear face coverings when the fall semester starts. Jess Sheldahl with YPR News reports.
The governor's MUS Healthy Fall 2020 Task Force released guidelines earlier this month for Montana's universities as they prepare for on-campus academic and student life during the COVID-19 pandemic. One of the guidelines says universities cannot require students to wear cloth face coverings while on campus. Joy Honey is president of the Faculty Association and professor of sociology at Montana State University Billings.
There's more and more studies indicating the effectiveness of the use of face coverings, and it seems like a pretty low-tech but high-success action.
University faculty across the state are drafting a letter to the Office of Commissioner of Higher Education and the governor, asking them to allow universities to require face coverings on campus. Honey says 64% of MSUB Faculty Association members who responded to a poll she put together recently said they supported the face covering requirement. The Montana Federation of Public Employees, a union which represents 25,000 public workers in the state, along with other students and faculty associations, are considering whether they will sign on to the letter. Honey says she's not sure how many institutions in the MUS will sign in support, but the faculty union hopes to send the letter sometime next week after getting input and making revisions.
While this letter is coming primarily from faculty and staff groups, it's being discussed with campus leaders as well. So I've spoken with our chancellor about it, and so it's not something that's being done in a vacuum.
Through a spokesperson, Governor Steve Bullock says, quote, "I will be meeting with representatives of the Montana University system soon, and I know they are exploring all sorts of options to keep their students and employees safe," unquote. Ochi could not be reached for comment by deadline for this story. For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.
Federal officials are changing guidelines for how COVID-19 relief money can be shared with private schools. MTPR's Aaron Bolton explains what this means in Montana.
The Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economy Security, or CARES Act, will send roughly $41 million to Montana's public schools. Earlier this year, there was debate about how much of that money federal education officials wanted to pass through public districts to support private schools. That decision is now up to school districts. CARES Act dollars are being delivered through a federal program that normally provides extra funding to public districts based on the total number of low-income students within their district boundaries. Under that formula, public schools are required to provide support to private schools based on their count of eligible low-income students. The Department of Education originally told school districts that formula would change under the CARES Act, requiring public schools to calculate how much they spend on support for private schools on their total student enrollment, increasing federal relief funding for those private schools. The Montana Office of Public Instruction announced Thursday that federal education officials will now allow districts to follow the traditional funding formula or the original guidance under the CARES Act. This change comes as Montana's districts are beginning to receive federal relief funding. State education officials say so far about $1 million has reached districts in the state. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
A recent Montana legislative report says tax revenue from oil and natural gas production is expected to drop more than 28% this fiscal year, which will impact state and county budgets. Kevin Trevlin with YPR News reports.
This week's Legislative Fiscal Division report predicts the state will collect almost $39 million in oil and natural gas tax revenue in fiscal year 2020, about 32% less than initially forecast. A division analyst said about half of that money goes into the state's general fund, and the other half is distributed to counties and school districts where the oil and gas was extracted. Senator Tom Richmond, a Republican from Billings, is a member of the Legislative Energy and Telecommunications Committee. He says this is one of the steepest drops in oil and gas revenue he's seen in a decade.
The effect on the general fund, of course, is that it reduces the availability of that revenue, and it has to be made up, backfilled from someplace where there has to be cuts in spending.
The fiscal division forecast is primarily driven by low oil prices worldwide. It suggests prices drop to a level that makes it unprofitable to pump from open wells in Montana. Legislative analysts say less travel under lockdown conditions is likely impacting the cost of oil. Richmond says global oversupply has also impacted prices over the last 3 years. Counties and school districts that receive oil and gas taxes are expected to see $34 million less than expected through fiscal year 2021. The Fiscal Division report says hotels, restaurants, and bars will also be impacted from the drop in oil and gas production.
And I drive by our hotels, and they've had some pretty empty parking lots.
Republican State Representative Joel Crowder serves Richland County in eastern Montana. It received the most oil and gas tax revenue of any county during the last quarter reported, $5.4 million. Crowder says a slowdown will hurt all of his constituents, tied to extractive industries or not.
It's really just agriculture and oil and gas energy, you know, development that is big for our economy. And agriculture is struggling right now as well. So yeah, it is a tough time across the board.
Crowder says Richland County has previously froze hiring, essentially in response to oil and gas price fluctuations over the last 3 years. Kevin Trevelin, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Kevin Trevelin is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for America State House reporter. Montana has reported 37 new cases of COVID-19. The number reported Thursday is the highest daily number of positive cases since the pandemic began. It increased the state's total number of cases to more than 800. The previous peak was 35 cases on March 26th. Meanwhile, applications for unemployment assistance in Montana declined during the week ending June 20th. The U.S. Employment and Training Administration said the number of new applications fell to 2,845. That's a decrease of nearly 10% from the number of applications submitted the previous week. Governor Steve Bullock announced on Thursday a directive lifting restrictions on visitors at assisted living facilities and nursing homes. Most of those visits were shut down earlier this year amid concerns over the spread of COVID-19. Bullock said during a press conference Wednesday that facilities allowing visitors will need to follow federal guidelines from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Moving forward, these facilities may allow visitors in accordance with CMS guidelines and after notifying both residents and family members.
Bullock says this decision was made with input from a group of healthcare providers, nurses, assisted living facility managers, and the state health department. Counties around the state seeing double-digit active COVID-19 cases include Flathead, Missoula, Gallatin, Carbon, Yellowstone, Bighorn, Rosebud, and Custer. Gallatin has the most with 35. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Charles Bolte.